Mrs. Keith Ruth called on the UN Human Rights Council and the international community to address what she described as the recurrent human rights violations in Eritrea. She said 2,000 Eritreans are fleeing to Ethiopia each month, and almost 2,000 others went to Sudan in May this year.
The mass flight of Eritreans, young and old, would subside if the cycle of impunity for persistent human rights violations were to be broken. There is an urgent need for concrete improvements in the field of human rights in the country. The situation is critical and time is of the essence.
Ms. Keith Ruth said she regretted that the government of Eritrea continues to ignore her request to visit the country and has not cooperated with her mandate.
Furthermore, access to Eritrean refugees and migrants on the territories of neighbouring countries to collect first-hand information has also not been very forthcoming. I therefore appeal to the 14 member states that have not responded or that responded negatively to my visit request to grant me access to facilitate the delivery of the mandate that the Human Rights Council entrusted to me.
For his part, Ambassador Teyesta Makale Garatu of Eritrea dismissed the UN independent expert's report as highly sensational. He said his country has been a victim of what he called a geopolitical agenda, with parts of its territory occupied and facing sanctions.
Politically motivated allegations disguised as human rights issues have also constituted another front, posing challenges to my country. Eritrea readily acknowledges, like all other countries, that it faces human rights challenge which the government constantly fights and seeks to address. The categorization applied of gross violation of human rights in Eritrea is, however, totally unacceptable.
Ambassador Garatu said in the last few years, the Eritrean government has worked to clarify the situation in the country and has also responded to all allegations of human rights violations. Sophie Althwaite, United Nations.